Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
I'm not gonna beat around the bush, Oscar. It's hot.
Oh, it is hot.
My buddy Tucker Barnes on Channel 5, you know what he said? He said something valid.
What'd he
said,
say?
It's not so bad when it's hot during the day, but when you wake up, it's hot. That's when it's really hot.
Oh.
It's like 81 in the morning.
It was so hot
yesterday. Hot was it?
As you know, I'm doing some home remodeling in my house.
How's that working out?
A little
out?
DIY. Mm-hmm.
What you're doing? You're home improving.
Yes. Yes. I'm home. It's Santana on the house for you Corolla fans. And I went out and I said, I got to find out what's going on in these walls. So
right.
I went out and bought a FLIR camera, which is an infrared camera.
Oh, you know, when I was little, I always thought that word was infrared.
No.
Because... If
what?
You look at it, because if it's not infrared, mm-hmm. if you push the letters together, it looks like it says, hey, look at this infrared photography.
Yeah. Much like the Predator for you rubes out there.
That's right.
If you remember how he found all his prey, that's how he did it, with a little infrared heat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but your prey is pipes.
It is. It's pipes and it's electrical outlets that might be hot.
Pipes.
I can also find out how energy efficient your home is.
How energy right? inefficient your home is.
Or efficient.
Or efficient. Okay. Right.
Right. And I
can't imagine that would be a problem in an unair conditioned house.
Well, I did it just to reiterate how horrible my existence is since I bought this home.
You wanted to emphasize
it. I wanted to emphasize it. And I said, Shannon, let me just jack this into my iPhone. Right.
Right. Sure.
And I'll give you a demo as soon as I pull it out of its jack here. It doesn't yeah. want to come out. Just
force it,
forever.
Oscar. You gotta force it out.
I'm not gonna pull a Mike O'Mara and break it on there. speaking of breaking,
yeah,
some well wishes to Mike O'Mara, please.
Absolutely. And mm-hmm. you know what? As of last evening, he's still that's
oh, there
good.
It goes.
He still didn't yeah. know what time his operation was, so I texted him this morning and then turned my phone off. So I don't know.
Oh, you texted him?
No, I did. I said,
I didn't think to do that.
That's nice.
We told him all the best yesterday, right? On there,
yeah, but you know what?
What?
You might want to just send a text this morning,
no,
just in case.
What am I supposed to say? He knows how I feel.
Does
I'm
he?
Hoping for the best.
I think we all are.
Yeah. And good luck.
Good luck with what? Give him all the variables I know could go wrong?
And
no.
And then he texts us back, be funny.
Be funny. No.
I just said that. And you know what? I kind of included you because I said, we love you.
You know, that's not my side of the coin.
What,
my
communication?
Equation. No, I don't like to get all lovey-dovey. Especially when big things could go wrong.
Well,
you're
distancing yourself
yes.
from the obvious problem. So I understand that. That's cold, but very calculated.
So I threw this. No, I wish him all the best.
Yes.
And he should be back Monday, barring any complications.
That's right. Well, the schedule that we're hoping for is Mike O'Mara, hospital today, home Saturday, internet on Monday.
Interweb. Mm-hmm.
Interweb.
So eating cake.
Just a few bites. We're going to let you sit in the sun today, Mr. O'Mara.
These new hips, Mr. O'Mara, they'll carry anything. Gain all the weight you want. All right, so.
Like the elevator capacity on the certificate? Like you're ever going to put 15 people in that elevator? Sure.
So, Rob, I've hooked up the FLIR camera to the iPhone.
Oh, my God, it's awesome.
Yes, it is awesome. Thank
you.
Oh,
and it's FLIR.
FLIR.
Is that but
that's
it's pronounced
how they pronounce it? Yeah.
Because I was thinking like the baseball cards, F L E E R.
No, that's no F L I R.
Oh my God! It says I'm clinically dead.
Your hand is covering the camera.
Okay.
You rube.
Okay.
Okay. So.
Oh, okay. I see what it's doing now.
Yes.
Oh my God! You look like the heat miser.
Yeah. So you can find out what some hot spots in your home, how efficient it may or may not be. Probably not worth the dollars I spent on it.
How much was it?
$300.
What? For
attachment.
Jeez.
Well, if you're doing DIY, you want to be safe. So I want to make sure I had all the tools necessary to find out
mm-hmm.
what's hot and what's not, right? So I...
you make it sound like a feature in Entertainment Tonight.
Yeah. Point it over yeah. here. You picking anything up?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Pony, let's figure out your computers, how much energy they're pushing out, how hot the studio is. Okay. So I put this to the test inside the home with no air conditioning. The average temperature in any room in my home is 93 degrees.
Inside?
Yes, inside. And I said, Shannon, this is why we're so tired all the time, because we're baking in this oven.
You're dying. Yeah. You know, and let me compare that to my home yesterday. Carrie's walking around. She says, it's hot in here. Look at the thermostat. It's 72 degrees in here. I said, for one thing, it's 72 in here because it's 100 out there.
Yeah.
It's 100 out there. The fact that we're 28 degrees cooler inside is great. And you know what you should do? Sit down. Sit down, you'll be fine.
Yeah.
But you're 93? That's 93. Not
93.
Oscar, that's not
It's
healthy.
A slow cook oven.
It is.
And I went into the room.
Crock-pot cooking.
That has the AC unit in it. The one room now, because the second AC unit over the weekend, I didn't mention this, died. And so that one's in the dumpster now.
Did it die or did it just try to escape?
Now, you're not supposed to run them all the time, apparently. That really doesn't work.
That's stupid. Why would you not run an air conditioner all the time?
Not the window units. The little window unit, I had an Eros. I could run by Wi-Fi. The old ones that didn't have all those electronic components in it,
yeah.
They ran forever.
Yeah, the
new
Kenmore.
Ones that run
what
by
you need?
Wi-Fi, water affects them a little differently. Let me tell you.
Wi-Fi air conditioner. Why is that? You're so modern.
Well, convenience. Didn't work out this time, so I took it out the window, and I threw it in the dumpster around the corner.
Is there something like if you hit the gear on the app for the air conditioner, can you get it to throw itself away?
No, you can't.
Oh, that's a shame.
So I'm down
that
to
would
one
truly
guy.
Be convenient.
The one guy is in the bedroom.
Right.
Ask me how warm it is with air conditioning or how cool it may be.
All right. What is the temperature in the bedroom?
In the bedroom, it's 81 degrees.
But compared to 93,
yes.
It's like Superman's hideout.
I almost slept in the studio last night when I saw that. I said, Shannon, we got to move somewhere else. We got to move somewhere where there's some sort of AC. Because think about it this way. If I got another AC unit, it's another $400. Now, mind you, I could have not gotten the FLIR and got another AC unit. I just realized that.
Right.
But regardless.
But the $300 that you spent on the camera really guarantees... underscores the fact that it's hot in your
smart
house.
Smart money.
That is smart money.
So as the infrared camera said,
infrared.
It's hot.
Yes.
Would that other AC unit really do anything to the home?
I think what's weird is when I held the FLIR camera up to your house, it said to me, are you kidding? What is this, a joke?
The patio is cooler than the inside of the home.
Well, of course, because there's actual air circulating outside. You're trapping the heat in your house. Your house is using the same chemical principles as a turkey roaster. It's bringing in the heat and holding the heat in. So you're going to cook evenly and have a beautiful brown skin,
and you can't,
which actually is working.
You can't hydrate enough for that type of heat.
No, you can't. Now, what about when you...
What about moving back home to my mom's?
Well, I'm sure that Shannon would love that.
The commute would suck, but it'd be a better quality of life.
But here's the deal. Every time you get a window unit, you remove one window that you can open in the house.
Yes.
And what you need, and your house
airflow.
Is... Airflow. Your house is very...
it's a shotgun layout,
lean,
I've learned.
Very linear.
Yeah. So what you need is you have to have windows open in the front and the back so the air can flow
like
through.
A cross breeze.
Yes. I like my houses lean like my women.
Yes, of course.
Yes.
Front and back.
Nice and skinny.
Sure. Do you have the ability to open windows in the front and back?
Okay, so...
This is a leading question.
The one window that does open has the AC unit. The other one has been painted shut. Now, the home inspector said I could probably get it open. I've tried multiple times.
What but method did you use?
It's an old-timey window. I use a crowbar. There's an old-timey window and with the wavy glass.
Oh, well, the window is... I mean, the glass and the window are two separate issues.
Yes.
So is it the kind that has the ropes and it's counterweight?
It's got weights.
Yeah, and the weights.
Weights. Boom.
The fact that they haven't broken yet is good because usually the ropes break after, 100 years. What you need
is a
putty knife... and a small hammer, and you need to tap all the seams
that's
around.
The crowbar, I felt like I was breaking the window.
Well, you see, because the crowbar
so I said,
is going,
enough of this.
You need to...
Back in the car.
You need to break the seal because the paint is what's holding it shut.
So I have a situation here.
Sounds like it.
I got a lot of emails and a lot of Facebook messages about my load-bearing wall. And for those of you just joining us, wherever you may be across the country, yes, I did buy a home I can't afford, and that's why I have to do all the work myself.
That's right.
The saving grace would be my DIY YouTube videos I'm going to. And
are they really a saving grace?
They give you direction, hence my FLIR camera. I wanted to make sure that there weren't any utilities in my wall that I'm going to take
down.
So
what happened is Big Camera put up a YouTube video, and the video said buy a camera, and they've got your $300.
It'll aid you with your safety. I've got a hard hat. I've got safety goggles. I've got a sledgehammer. I've all bought at Home Depot. Try to get it through Amazon.com. I just couldn't wait.
The thing about you don't want to buy a hard hat without trying it on. Otherwise, you might look foolish. Yeah.
You know, I never thought about that. You're absolutely right.
Do you have something in a darker color? Because I'm afraid this makes me look a little hippie.
Isn't it one size fits all?
One size fits some is what it is.
Okay. Wow. I didn't think about
what
that.
What color is your hard hat?
Orange.
Orange. Good. Yes. That way you'll stick out.
They'll be able to find my body.
Mm-hmm.
So I took one whack at the wall yesterday.
A la the guy on Restaurant Impossible?
Yeah, more like one of the brothers from Property Brothers.
Oh, okay. Well, yes. I skew older than you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it was the guy from Restaurant Impossible is about to have a heart attack anytime. That season can be canceled. Every time I see him, I'm like, dude, you don't look healthy. You're sweating that car and that steak out. Put more AC on you. Please.
If Mike was here, he would say, I want a stainless steel bar. I don't do impressions, but I'll do an impression of an impression.
So I took a whack at the wall. Right. And it's not drywall, as I initially thought.
I told
Why
you this.
Why would you think that?
Well, because when I knocked on it, it felt hollow, right?
Okay. Well, that's...
It definitely was plaster, and it definitely... didn't seem right. You know when something doesn't seem right?
Yeah.
When you put a hole through a wall and you're like, well there's a lot more behind this than I thought there was going
to
be.
Where did you hit it?
Right in the middle.
Of course
you
went dead
center.
You
didn't go to a discreet place first to like kind of test it out?
No, I drilled a little, like a peeping Tom hole right between the walls with a drill. And I said, oh, there's nothing here.
Man, Shannon.
Like a perv in Porky's, I drilled a hole so I could see another room. And then
when you drilled the hole and you looked through it, was someone looking back at
you?
No. All right.
No, and it was it in Dumb and Dumber? Meet Seabass or for something. There was like some sign in Dumb and Dumber in the bathroom, like at 4 o'clock. You have to meet somebody there.
Yeah, kick his ass, Seabass.
Yeah. So there was a whole situation. I was like, oh, if somebody was here that I could reference this to, they'd help me out with this joke, but I'm going to move forward.
All the best jokes are helped by Pony.
I drilled the hole, and then
electric drill.
Yes.
And did you notice when you were drilling? And I know because I've lived in a house with plaster walls, and it sucks. But when you drilled through the plaster, did you notice that the dust was not like drywall?
It was old timey dust.
Yeah, it was. Yes. It looked like a Three Stooges short.
Yeah, I said, "Whoa!" I was like, "There's a lot of dust for this little hole."
Right.
But I got the old shop vac out because I have one of those.
Excellent.
And I sucked all that that dust out of there, and we're good to go.
The good news about that dust, it won't cause cancer, so you're going to be okay. Mm-hmm.
Figured I'd probably get a mask. Didn't have one, so I continued on with work. And then I took the sledgehammer. I said, "All right, I'm going to put the camera here as proof that I'm a handyman and put it up on old Facebook, right?"
Oh, boy. You didn't go live, did you?
No. No. I took. I picked up the sledgehammer. By the way, those things, like, really use your core. You could hurt yourself.
Yeah.
I took a whack at the wall, and the sledgehammer didn't do much to the wall the first time. Because it's not drywall. It like almost bounced off. So I thought it was my technique. Right?
Now question. Did it a plaster wall? The thing about it, you know, we really should start the show because I think we're getting into something pretty deep here.
Well, it gets pretty deep, let me tell you.
All right. So let's take a moment and we will start the show. We'll get into but I want to close with one thought. We had Matt come on with poems yesterday.
Yeah.
And we got a submission from a listener. His name was Earl Hofert.
Yes.
And he wrote a poem, and I think this is a very good poem. And after we got the four yesterday, I think this fifth is a capper.
Okay.
And let us do the poem. We'll start the show and hear about your sledgehammer. Earl writes, "There once was a man from Manassas whose intern was slow as molasses. To the intern he said, 'Better get right in your head, or my foot will soon be where your ass is.'"
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
And along with making us legit comes cash. Tons of it. I mean, what do you think we're doing out here in the middle of the desert? It's all this money. This is the end result of all the bright lights and the comp trips, of all the champagne and free hotel suites and all the broads and all the booze. It's all been arranged just for us to get your money. That's the truth about Las Vegas. We're the only winners. The players don't stand a chance. And their cash flows from the tables to our boxes, through the cage, and into the most sacred room in the casino. The place where they add up all the money. The Holy of Holies, the count room. Now, this place was off limits. Even I couldn't get inside. But it was my job to keep it filled with cash, that's for sure.
They had so much f***ing money in there, you could build a house out of stacks of $100 bills. And the best part was that upstairs, the board of directors didn't know what the f*** was going on. I mean, to them, everything looked on the up and up. Right? Wrong. The guys inside the counting room were all slipped in there to skim the joint dry. They'd do short counts, they'd lose fill slips, they'd even take cash right out of the drop boxes. And it was up to this guy right here, standing in front of about $2 million, to skim the cash off the top without anybody getting wise, the IRS or anybody. Now notice how in the count room nobody ever seems to see anything. Somehow somebody's always looking the other way. Now look at these guys, they look busy, right? They're counting money. Who wants to bother them? I mean, God forbid they should make a mistake and forget to steal. Meanwhile, you're in and you're out. Pass the jag off guard who gets an extra C note a week just to watch the door. I mean, it's routine. Business as usual. In, out, hello, goodbye, and that's all there is to it. Just another fat f*** walking out of the casino with a suitcase.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana, and now here's Rob.
Live from the Cappy Pfeiffer Studios in our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. So hot. It's the Mike O'Mara Show, heard daily at MikeO'MaraShow.com, online, on air, and on your mobile device. The Mike O'Mara Show is a daily radio show and podcast with the greatest listeners on the planet because they get it. And if you're here, you do too. We will hear more about Oscar versus the plaster. Mm-hmm. I guess that's the name of the story. Because plaster has different chemical properties than, than drywall. Yeah. Yes, it's very different, as Pony says. But first, I want you to listen to this.
This portion of the Mike O'Mara Show brought to you by Warby Parker. If you hate getting expensive new eyeglasses, the choices, the hassle, the expenses, very overwhelming for a lot of people. Forget about it. Warby Parker is here to the rescue. No more outrageously priced eyewear. Prescription glasses start at just $95, and that includes frames, lenses, and coating. Plus, choosing frames is convenient and easy. Listen to what they do. It's very unique, and I love it. It's a free try-on program. You can try out five pairs for 5 days. Just go to warbyparker.com/TMOS and choose your five favorite styles. They're shipped directly to your house with no obligation. Then all you have to do is try them on for 5 days with your family and friends to decide which are the right pair for you. Warby Parker, your alternative to overpriced eyewear, because there's no middleman. They sell directly to the customer, so whether you visit one of their 30 retail locations or warbyparker.com/TMOS, you're going to get a great deal. Go to warbyparker.com/TMOS to pick out your five favorite frames, and they'll ship them to you for free, and you can be wearing your glasses like I'm wearing my beautiful Warby Parkers. That's warbyparker.com/TMOS to get started with a free home try-on kit. warbyparker.com/TMOS.
Indeed, Warby Parker, good eyeglasses from good people. So, when you hit the plaster on the wall.
Yes.
The one thing I remember, and when I lived at Big Daddy's house for a long time, his house was built in the 1930s. And the plaster walls, the thing I remember is that if you put a nail in the wall, you could maybe get one or two good taps on it, and then the crack would start.
Yeah.
It would spread like in a cartoon. Did you see any cracking after the first hit?
I felt it was interesting that and it wasn't because of the actual trajectory or force of my swing.
Yes.
I think had hit something that was harder than plaster, right?
Okay, I'm reading right now on a contractor website.
Yes.
Tap the plaster with the hammer. Don't swing the hammer too hard or the boards behind the plaster will make the hammer bounce back into you.
You hit a stud.
Yes. Ah. Because apparently there are slats behind these walls, like a bunch of little slats.
Wood lath, they call it.
Wood lath, yes.
Oh, yeah, because what happens
everybody knows that.
The studs are vertical, and then the little slats, the lath, are horizontal, and that's what actually they put the plaster on to hold it.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Learning something new every day. So I would say...
Something new from the 1800s.
lead paint everywhere, whatever was left.
Delicious, by the way.
Good asbestos. Know,
great chips. And I said, this isn't really working out the way it should. So I turned off the camera and then
Your first thought is to turn off the camera.
Well, yeah, I didn't want to embarrass myself further.
You don't want any evidence
and
like
then,
that.
I took another whack, almost like that, like not a set whack, but you're like, ugh.
Did
like,
you put it? Did you whack it in the same place?
No, this time I jammed it up like I was the cops breaking through. Right.
Nice.
I put it right up the keister.
Right.
And I said, "All right, here we go."
Little graphic, but I said, understood.
I said, "I'm just gonna ram it and see if I can get through this wall because clearly the swing isn't working." The ram worked.
Nice.
The head of the sledgehammer broke through, and I went to the other side of the wall, and it was sticking out. And I said, "All right, we've done something. Progress."
But really, let us pause for a moment. Is it really progress?
At that point is when I said, let me get the FLIR infrared camera out and I can
check
the
wall. Where is Shannon? Is Shannon there?
She's not home.
Good. Perhaps so, that's best. And people should know during our show open, you were checking our studio with the FLIR camera.
Yes. We have some inefficiencies here we have to address. And I think
talk to Mr. Roper about it. I'm not doing any building.
By the time I'm done with my home, I'll be able to address these as well.
That's good. We'll be able to play football in this room because he's going to take out all the walls.
So I said, let me get the camera and make sure there aren't any utilities in this wall.
Wait, didn't you do that first?
Yeah, but now that I have some exposure, I can have a better look because this doesn't see through.
So
walls
are you gonna put? You're gonna put the. Is the hammer still sticking out of the wall?
It's
the handle on a slot machine.
Nice placeholder for it. It's not moving out. I haven't pulled it out of the hole yet. I haven't done anything. It's there.
So Shannon comes up and says, "Oh, so this is where we're keeping the sledgehammer now." Yes, it stays here.
Well, it was progress, and that took 20 minutes. And okay. I said, "Okay, let's figure out what's going on this wall."
Right.
So at that point, I took the crowbar and started pulling off the lath. That I could see from my initial strike to the wall. And
so when you are removing the actual lath from in between the studs.
Crowbar in one hand, FLIR camera with iPhone and leather.
This is really no looking back. This is no looking back. Because
I'm making a wall. I mean, I'm making an entrance.
Yes, you are.
A second entrance.
Yeah. Like you do every day in this studio.
Yes.
A hell of an entrance.
And at that point, I get a...
Oh, there's someone stuck in the wall?
No.
No, someone knocked at your door.
Because what I didn't mention, it was 8:45-ish p.m. when I'm doing all this.
Oh, God.
So you are what we call the perfect neighbor.
You're worse than my neighbor.
That's true.
Well, I figure it's still early, right?
Yeah, but people are watching America's Got Talent. They don't want this going on right now.
And I thought my neighbor...
Dude, I'm watching the Goldbergs over here. Quit it.
I thought my neighbor was in Florida, so I figured no big deal.
Oh, dear.
He was home, so he was at the door, and he said, "Hey, is everything okay in here?"
Where's the woman? Show me the woman.
And I said, because he has line of sight for the sledgehammer and all my equipment laid out.
So when he opens the front door, he can see the fact that
knows.
There's a sledgehammer sticking out of your wall.
And I've got goggles on my forehead because I've just been doing all this work. Because
you're a cool guy.
And I've got the hard hat on. I said, "Yes." And he says, "Did you get permits to do all that?" I've heard that you don't need a permit for inside your house. He goes, "Have you ever done anything like this before?"
So this guy's just looking for trouble.
No, he has every right to... I did not look like a capable construction man. It didn't look like I was actually doing anything correctly.
I am construction man. Baby, Christmas man.
I'm not good with my
Constable.
Hands. But I'm learning. I said, "Sir,
Have you met this guy up until now?"
Yes, and he respected me up until now.
Okay, good.
I said, "I found a great YouTube video, and..."
I
can guarantee this is not a load-bearing wall because I've looked for all the right indications.
Is this a neighbor that's house is connected to yours?
Yes, it's next to mine.
So if your house were to crumble like the Tangiers, like when they implode a building in Las Vegas, he would be affected.
He would be affected because we are connected.
Okay.
I said, I realized a little later in the evening, but I just got home.
Yeah.
Do you mind if I...
I'm on college guy schedule. College man.
If I knock out another 15 of this and then see how far I get. And he says, "I do mind. Why don't you get at it tomorrow?" And I said...
Yeah. That's a little forward.
10-4. Well, he's I don't blame him either. I was irresponsible of me. I had a TV blaring.
Doesn't he have a kid? Like a little kid?
No, that's the other neighbor. I'm sure they were pleased as well. But they're like, "We're not going to go talk to the Latino." So I left it there. So as we speak right now, the sledgehammer is... because I put it back in the wall to hold it because I wanted to make an impact on Shannon when she came home, like I was doing work.
Right.
And then I was rudely interrupted. We've got some lath off the wall. I'm almost off. There may be an electrical outlet. Maybe, because I can't tell about one wire where that's going, but I'll figure that out today.
Hold it.
How thick is it?
Yeah. How big is the wire?
It looks like a piece of rope, but I don't know where it's going yet.
Is it got like a...
But I turned off the electrical for that side of the wall. Okay, I know that much. I turned off the panel.
Okay, well, you know that there's nothing predictable about electrical wiring in a house that's 150 years old.
Fair.
Now, the wire that you saw, let's gauge the age of it. Is it wrapped in like plastic or fabric?
Fabric.
Oh, good.
That's original wiring then. That's good.
It looks like something you would have in your board shorts.
Yeah. It looks like...
Wait, how thick is it?
It's super thin.
I mean, okay, so it's not more than like half an inch thick or anything like that?
I don't know. I'm not really good with measurements. Okay. But
what if we use centimeters? I know you're from out of town.
Yeah, I'm a centimeter guy. Scientific method.
Metric man.
That's what Shannon says. You're into centimeters. It looks dangerous.
Did you...
I didn't touch it. Because I just stared at it, and then I put my little FLIR camera to it.
And it was red hot.
No, it wasn't. It showed like there was some heat coming off of it, but it wasn't really
indicative.
It
shouldn't have heat coming off of it.
But the FLIR would recognize electricity, wouldn't it?
No. If a wire shouldn't be hot. If a wire is hot, it means it has resistance, which means the wire is having a problem.
8 ohms.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
You don't want ohms.
Well, I have a lot of resistance then. Because
you don't want
it's glowing.
Resistance.
Okay.
But not really, really.
But
not,
you didn't
not
touch
on fire.
It.
No, I didn't touch
because
it.
Because here's my fear. When wires are that age, and anytime mm-hmm. there is a fabric-covered wire, that's definitely pre-war.
Mm-hmm.
The fabric can get old and brittle.
Yeah.
And if you move the wire, the insulation can
my
come off.
My plan was to work my hole around the wire.
How high is the wire off the ground?
It's low.
So you step over it?
No, I don't. I mean, you would in the long run, and then I'd get an electrician to come out and tell me what's what. But after I get the hole going,
okay, you got to get the hole going.
Yeah.
You gotta let it off.
I am. It's amazing the way my priorities have changed during that story, because I used to think the hole was a big deal. Now I'm worried about the wire.
Yeah, but moving an outlet's mm-hmm. easy, right?
It can be.
I'm sure there's a video for that too.
But you don't know what the wire is.
Yeah, it could be a lot of voltage going through that.
Okay, the other outlier, there is a thermostat that I had not noticed before on that side of that wall.
Okay.
So
how do you not notice a thermostat?
This is growing
well,
hair.
Well, because I took all the boilers out like 2 weeks ago with one of my friends.
Sure.
I didn't mention that on there because that was embarrassing. So I don't have any heat anymore for the moment.
Well, right now it's not really a problem, is it?
I figure we can hold off. We need the square
footage.
We're
going to back burner that.
But yeah, that it's just been
since Pony is the only one that's been to your house.
So there's basically no HVAC at all in the house. So we didn't need to bother with the thermostat.
Could that wire?
It could go to a dead thermostat.
Could it be headed to the kitchen?
Yeah.
No.
That's what I'm worried about.
Because if that would be the wire that would feed the dryer,
which would be extremely
220 volts.
The electrical that goes to the back of the house.
Yeah, it's got to come from somewhere, likely outside.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
And since it's fabric, it would have to be an old, something that was been there. Yeah,
they wouldn't snake it through that wall. That wall's not a good wall for that.
Well, I've looked at the construction of your house. Not a good wall for anything anywhere.
No, but that... Do
you have an electric stove? Or gas?
No, I turned the gas off, so we don't have gas anymore. We don't have a stove. Yeah,
cook food, they just hold it out.
Camping. No, we're just using a microwave right now.
All right.
You're camping.
Well, you know what? But it was gas. When you
up
had
until
a stove.
Last week, until
okay.
the guy came out.
So
the
it's not
out of my
it's
living
not
room.
The wire that feeds the stove, which would have been the other high voltage. High voltage
Look,
cord.
We don't want to bother, and really, for those of you listening right now, you're like, I'm so confused. This is the problem. I
don't think anyone's confused about anything.
I don't think that this work is that hard, right? I think that there's
all contractors send your letters to Oscar Santana, care of this station.
I think that if I'm removing a wall, like a real load-bearing wall, and I got to put a beam up, I got to hire somebody. I got to know somebody, right?
Right. Okay.
And I understand that. That is professional work. Mm-hmm. All I'm doing is making a hole in my wall to make an entrance into another room. I'm not taking down the wall. I'm not removing the wall. All I'm doing is that. Now, is there some electrical involved? Maybe. But I can cross that bridge when I come to it. Now, moving an outlet, I think, is complicated to a certain extent. But I've done that with my brother in the past when I was younger, right?
Okay.
Now, I'm not certified for that. No.
Even I've hooked up stuff like outlets and light
you
switches.
Hang a fan, all that stuff, right?
Hanging a fan sucks, but you can do it.
Is it worth the 4 hours? No.
Your arms get so tired.
It's so tiring. But if I can do that, I figure I can do this. My only problem is this, is that I can't account for the old-timiness of this home that was built in 1840.
Really, what I picture, and it's a slightly older reference, but do you see the movie Mouse Hunt? With Nathan Lane, where he chases the mouse.
I played the game.
And the mouse trap.
Oh, yeah.
But there's the house is an old house that's destroyed, and all you see is the mouse running in between plaster walls with all those boards in it.
Yes,
and I just don't want to see your house crumble to the ground, because that's going to ruin your relationship with the neighbors.
Now.
And they seem so nice.
The real question is this.
We haven't even gotten to the question yet.
Is once I remove this bookshelf, this built-in, right?
Right. Hold it. I thought you had already removed it.
No, there's only a hole in it, and then there's wire going underneath it.
Okay, so it's still there.
It's still there. I haven't gone that far. When can I conceivably start and stop construction without pissing my neighbors off?
I think you're looking at if you really want to not piss anyone off,
yes.
10 a.m. to 7 p.m. window.
Yeah. Okay, all right.
Don't you think?
Absolutely.
Yeah. If you go past 7 p.m., you might want to say, hey, I'm going... But then, once you get past the swinging of the sledgehammer...
There isn't much to do, right?
Well, the only noise...
Do you think they can hear the shop vac next door? That thing's pretty loud.
No, the only thing they're going to hear through the wall is you screaming when you electrocute yourself. Yeah. So, if you conceivably can stop that...
And let me be clear. The work that I am doing is menial compared to the artistry and... really craftsmanship that it would take to remove an entire wall.
Of course.
I just don't think the quote I got, which was $800... Right? The lowest quote I got to remove that little bookshelf.
Probably a reason for that.
is really reasonable.
I would be at the ATM. My shirt would never touch my flipping back. I'd say, here's 800 and a sandwich and beer when you're done. Because you're going to come in looking like Yahoo Serious and Young Einstein with your hair out. Because you're going to die.
That's a lot of money.
You're going to die out there.
Well, wish me luck.
All the best. You and Mike, I wish you both luck.
I used to tease Mike about being trashy. I mean, think about it. I don't have an oven. Yes. I don't have an HVAC system. All I have is a tinderbox of plaster.
I love it. I love the fact that there's also exposed wire.
Mm-hmm.
Really, your house is like Mission Impossible.
I did lay down the painter's tape around the construction area, and I said, Shannon, don't step over this line. Danger.
Save the painter's tape. We'll need it to do the body outline. call the police out. All right, let's take a break and reset. And if Oscar's still alive, we'll do another break after this. It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Ah, dang it. What is wrong, my friend? I lost my password and I can't get into my bonus show account.
And this is not a problem. All you have to do is send an electronic mail to my very, very smart friend, Ponyboy at MikeOmeraShow.com. That's Ponyboy with one Y, although technically there are two.
Oh, that's great. Why didn't I think of that?
I do not know.
But what if the show won't download? Or the website is not working?
He can help you with this too. He is very, very wise.
Is this the same thing as a mailbag, Vato?
No. He does not exploit people's birth messages for content, and his bag does not smell. He is very much unlike Rob Spivak, whom you may reach at rob@mikeomerashow.com. Don't forget that his name has two B's for some reason. But enough about Rob. This is not his promo.
Ponyboy@mikeomerashow.com.
We love it. Yay.
That's... celebrating our own Pony Boy there and his white glove customer service. Oh, he's the best. Everyone loves PB.
Concierge.
That's the concierge service.
This portion of the Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by Vistaprint. Vistaprint is the best. We love it. We've been telling you about this deal for a long time. Right now, 500 business cards for just $9.99 when you enter the promo code TMOS at checkout. 500 cards for under $10. Vistaprint is all about supporting small business owners, too. No matter what you need, postcards, flyers, banners, apparel, invitations, you name it, Vistaprint Instaprint does it absolutely beautifully. These are totally customizable business cards, front and back. You can upgrade the card stock, add a fancy finish, even raise print. Use Vistaprint. Use their template or your own logo. Vistaprint is the best. The best customer service, great quality, and your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed. If you're not 100% happy, Vistaprint will make it right. Just remember to use the code TMOS at Vistaprint.com, and you'll get 500 business cards for $9.99. That is a 50% savings. Just visit Vistaprint.com, create your custom card, and use promo code TMOS at checkout. Remember, TMOS, go to Vistaprint.com and order today.
Thank you, Mike. You mentioned no HVAC in your house, so it must be a little toasty. is the last night you had a good night's sleep?
You can tell. I'm so sorry.
No. I don't mean it that way. I think you look lovely.
No. I look like I've just been put through the mill. I probably last Thursday.
Yeah, and it is oppressively hot, and it's not going to break until this weekend in D.C., which is why I started looking at some of the great DJ lifestyle tips to keep cool in the summer.
These could
help you out. But here's the thing. I normally ignore
I was walking around in my slippers and underwear last night. It was so hot.
Hey, good luck.
You're welcome, Trip. The thing is that there's so much of this nonsense out there. This one was from ABC News. So I said, this must have some value because it's ABC News,
yes.
Right? And then I got to reading as four tricks, Oscar. Here's four tricks to make summer easier.
Okay.
The website cafemom.com. Now, when ABC News, really one of the big three networks, is consulting cafemom.com, they've given up. They really have given up. This is another buzzword I hate. Life hacks. These are life hacks to help you this summer. These are things you'd probably never do, but this might
help
you.
I'd like to learn a few of these.
Now, I know you don't have an oven. You do still have a fridge,
I'm
right?
I'm constantly sweating. Yes, when you put your head in your freezer to cool down, you know you've really made it in life.
Well, that's because, Oscar, you're thinking so hard. Your head's hot.
just my head next to the vegan burritos my girl buys that no one ever eats except for her.
Vegan burritos.
The worst.
That was so bad.
That really was when HFS was a music station.
Yeah.
He did the morning show. This is vegan burrito. Hey, man, it's vegan burrito. Okay, first tip. Now, this is mostly for parents. Make ice cubes using aloe vera.
Then
your kids can rub them on their skin after they've been in the sun eat them depending on how high their IQ is. You can also just put, now Carrie does this. Carrie keeps a bottle of aloe in the fridge. So when the kids come back from the pool and they've sunburned because we're bad parents, the aloe is actually cool to the touch.
Okay.
And so that's pretty
sweet.
Decent. But don't eat the aloe ice cubes.
Have you ever drank aloe?
No.
There's aloe drinks that you can get. They're really big in Japan and Korea.
Yeah.
They're delicious.
I'm sure they're delicious.
I'll bring some in next time I come.
Don't.
You know what's really big? America.
Yeah.
America's great. It's great.
You know what else is great to drink? Coca-Cola.
Yeah.
With real sugar. I love this one because it's so stupid. Hey, why don't you freeze a bunch of water balloons and then put them in your beer cooler instead of ice so when they melt, you can have a water balloon fight.
Ooh.
Just make sure they're fully melted before you throw them at your kid.
We've done that before.
Have you done that?
Yes, at my parents' house.
They
didn't have a beer cooler, but we had we would do is... Because it's me and the Haitian twins I grew up with, right?
Haitian twins?
Yeah, Winnie Maxim, Jer Maxim. And they lived up the street in our, not the make-believe ones, the real ones.
Okay, just making sure. Because you had a friend from Haiti,
was
fake.
Yeah, it was just
Scotty.
The whole thing.
Scotty.
Yeah, it was a traumatic experience in my childhood. But regardless, the real ones, we would always prank, we would always like set up like whatever day was going to be the next day, if it was going to be a water balloon fight, we'd amass all the weapons the day before.
Okay.
Right? All the water guns. By the way, when we were kids, you used to be able to walk around with a bazooka water gun.
Yeah.
Looked like a bazooka, and you'd walk around with it, and if you had it, you were the coolest kid in the neighborhood.
I remember the first battery-operated water gun I got. Mm-hmm. It didn't have, like, the orange thing in the tip. It looked like
an
assault rifle.
Yes.
And it came with magazines of water that you would click in, like Rambo.
You'd see all the warlord kids walking around your neighborhood.
and it would be the very satisfying click, click, click.
Mom, I need some more batteries.
Batteries, exactly.
And the bazooka was the bazooka water gun. And oh man, if I could just find it. Because it would shoot the furthest.
Oh.
Was it a super soaker?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. I think I had the same one. Yeah.
So in distance
carried
is key.
Carried the most water distance and it would shoot key. The farthest.
But the problem with preparing water balloons the day out, a water balloon is a very unstable item.
Oh man.
And I've seen piles like buckets. People would have like maybe like a 5 gallon bucket that had water balloons and they set it down wrong and you see the level go. And they all go down.
There's nothing better though than really getting a water balloon. Like a solid strike, right?
Yeah.
And when someone's moving, you feel like the satisfaction you have when you cut off someone on the highway or hypothetically steal someone's parking spot when they're too slow.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same satisfaction you had as a kid when you get someone, when you really get someone at a high velocity with a water balloon.
Where do you rank it when you really nail someone with a water balloon and you see the water balloon hit hard, make that great snapping sound of latex on skin, and then not pop?
Oh, no. That's one of the lows and lows in life.
Yeah, because it's like you're just throwing a rock. This is, if you really want your kids to get beaten up, do this. Make a frozen necklace to keep your kids cool. Cut up a sponge, thread string through the pieces of sponge, get them wet, and freeze them.
Oh, my God.
Or just freeze a dish towel and put them over your kid's neck.
I'll do that. I've done that. I've done that to go out and play soccer.
And that's when we call
you. They sell them.
We call you RJ.
They sell them now. Don't they sell them? Hold on a sec. Dodson has something for us real quick.
Yeah, Matt.
Yeah, you can buy like frozen fabric almost.
Yeah, I bought them.
Really?
Athletic fabric.
Some of them are filled with like a liquid that's like, you know, like a cooling liquid almost.
Yeah, yeah. Now they're expensive and they don't really work. So, I'd rather get a dish rag.
Yeah.
But I've spent the $20 on one of those and be like, oh, look what I have. And you get out there, you're like, this doesn't work.
It doesn't work at all.
But the frozen sponge necklace,
while
you may get rolled in the playground.
Yeah, you look pretty hip.
That will probably work.
Yeah, I would think so, because then you get the drippage, too. I'll
try that today.
Drippage. And this is the last one. This will help you save your money. When you're at the pool or the beach, hide your money in an empty tube of chapstick. What you do is you get a chapstick and dig all the gunk out, and then it's the right length to roll up your money. You can put it in a chapstick
tube. That's super smart.
And then you don't have to worry about it.
You throw away the chapstick and you're boned. Right?
Yeah, exactly.
You're like, oh, I don't need this.
It doesn't have any chapstick.
Or your
left
kid takes it and loses it. Oh.
Or you look over and your son has a $20 bill on his lip.
That works. The sponge, the rag, and the sponge necklace, the rag, and the chapstick, I think, are all valuable.
And these are all very important tips since it's so hot outside.
Safety
check on
first.
Check on the elderly.
Mm-hmm. I don't mind that at all, Rob. That's awesome.
That's why I texted Mike today. He's doing okay.
He's not elderly.
He's not. And he's going to be better than ever.
It's an old football injury.
Tip man. Stick around. We come back. I'm going to tell you a little bit about a man I saw, I think, nearly get killed in an elevator. It was very awkward moment. So back after this. It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Remember to check on the elderly.
This portion of the Mike O'Mara Show brought to you by Ring. Are you feeling secure? Well, maybe you should think about that. You know, there's a home burglary every 13 seconds. That's more than 4 per minute. Most of them happen in broad daylight. What happens is a bad guy decides he's going to walk up to your door, ring the doorbell to see if anybody's home. If they're not home, they break in. It's that easy. The Ring video doorbell has been proven to stop burglaries before they happen by allowing you to see and speak to anyone approaching your door by just using your smartphone. Now Ring is using their advanced motion detection technology to protect your entire property with the Ring of Security Kit. The kit includes a Ring video doorbell for your front door and a Ring stick-up cam. That's a wireless, weatherproof HD camera to keep an eye on other parts of your property. The Ring video doorbell and the stick-up cam both install in minutes, and together they provide 24/7 monitoring of your entire home, whether you're in the living room or 1,000 miles away. Right now, for a limited time, our listeners can get $50 off the Ring of Security kit. That's the lowest price anywhere. Just go to ring.com/TMOS right now. Join the hundreds of thousands who protect their home with Ring. Go to ring.com/TMOS for $50 off. That's ring.com/TMOS.
I've often said that DC has the worst sports fans of any town in America. And you know what? I'm not a sports fan, so I'm really not very I really shouldn't even say it, but I know this, is if you go to a Redskins game, and I've been to thousands of them, if there's, there's that whole core of people that get there late and leave early.
Yes.
Because they just want to be there for the scene, right? So I'm not a big sports fan. That's you?
I had season tickets to the Redskins.
Oh, that's right.
That one season.
And you let them get away.
Horrible season. I think they won a total of 5 games.
That sounds about right.
If that. Oh, it's rough. And I remember the first few games were awesome.
Yeah.
And then it got cold.
Yeah.
And then I said, we'll still go. Went to a few more games. Also had school coming around the corner, so I knew I had to gear up for that.
Right.
But then after a while, you realize, okay, is it really that bad if I don't go to these games?
Yeah, they're going to lose anyway, right? Whether or not you go. I always balanced it that whenever it is the opening weekend of the NFL, and I would think about how great it was to get to go out on the field, and there is nothing as green as the field or as blue as the sky. And every time I think I might miss it, I start thinking about standing in the rain in November, trying to get a crowd excited for a team that has already been statistically eliminated. And it doesn't balance out. So we're not a very good sports town. And as a total explanation of this, I went to my first Nationals game in the stadium after they've been there, 5 years?
Yes.
And I took my son to a Nats game this week. And I had been to the park.
Did you pay for the tickets?
Yes, Carrie, actually we did.
Oh,
we
my
paid
God.
For the tickets, yeah.
This is a new one, Pony.
Yeah. We did this.
What made you do that?
No.
Groupon?
Carrie did it. And then she was out of town dealing with her dad's stuff. And she timed it, so she missed going to the game by roughly 90 minutes.
But what? Okay, so the Speedwagons aren't known for let's go to a game.
No, it's weird. I haven't been to a baseball game.
What was the
game.
Impetus?
I haven't been to a baseball game since the Nationals were playing at RFK. And now I've been to 2 games in a week. One at the Keys and one at the Nats game. Robert wanted to go to a baseball game.
Aww.
And so he asked Carrie if they could go to a baseball game.
That's nice.
She found tickets, and then she didn't go. And she said, you get to take Robert to a baseball game. And I said, aces.
Nothing like coming into the city, leaving the city, and then coming back into the city.
And really, the greatest part of the city. I enjoy Georgetown, but really I like Half Street. That's where I like to
go.
Where
you go get your car inspected if you live in D.C., or you pick up some rocks.
It is...
I mean the drug.
Literally. Yeah, it is... when you take a right on South Capitol
Crack
Street,
rock.
You can't go much...
Not Fraggle Rock.
No. Down in Fraggle Rock?
Yes.
That's right. So it is really a step in the... Not the touristy section of the town.
No.
You're not going to see any Smithsonians down there.
No, but it's, what do they call it?
How do they say it, Oscar?
They're gentrifying
it's transcending because it's being gentrified.
I saw not a lot of that when I was there.
So it's the neighborhood that you say, okay, if you're close to the stadium, you're safe, and you're going to find $700,000 condos next to the Anacostia. Well, I still don't do that math in my mind. I'm just like,
you want to be roughly arm's reach. You want to be arm's reach from the stadium.
Yes.
So Carrie says, you're going to take Robert to a baseball game. You know what? I said, that'll be nice. We had a great time at the Keys game. And I said, this will be even better because it's Major League Baseball. And I enjoy the support.
MLB.
So I go online. I said, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to buy my parking in advance because I'm not familiar with the neighborhood. Mm-hmm. And I want to make sure that I'm not... dickering with some fellow who's wants $25 to be in his
front yard.
His
driveway, yeah.
And there's
talking about driveway.
There's a lot of that.
He's
come on onto the grass, $25. So we get down there. Traffic is light. It was actually a very nice drive. And we find our way to parking lot C, where...
I've been to C.
I have broken a new parking threshold. I always thought that $20 was a pretty reasonable event parking thing. And then when you start going to stuff at Verizon Center, sometimes it's 25. Concerts can be 35.
Yes.
Still a lot of money. After all the fees and everything, parking in lot C for a Nationals game, $55.
Oh,
I don't know how they're making any money. That's a week of parking.
God.
Here. So I was that stung. I don't mind telling you.
Well, no. They've got you by the cojones because you go 2 blocks left, right, north, south.
Yeah, the $35 parking that's 6 blocks away. I started weighing those 6 blocks against, all of my credit cards.
Or safety.
Yeah, and I said, you know, Robert, we would probably have been all right getting to the stadium.
Getting back later
the disembarkation
in the evening
might have been a little dicey.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So we paid for the parking, you know what? And it is great. The lot touches the stadium.
Yeah, you just get right out of that structure. You're right there.
So for, $50, I live to see another ball game. So we go there, and Robert...
Wait.
What?
Your car would almost lend to that neighborhood because What Rob doesn't understand is Rob drives an older black gentleman's vehicle.
Thank you.
Yeah, the Fentley.
Yeah, so he's got the Fentley, the fake Bentley. And if you didn't know,
it is a Chrysler 300C, a luxury automobile.
If you didn't know that was Rob coming up Half Street, you would say, "Oh, wait a second, is that Eminem?" Because that seems to be a very you know what? It is an ostentatious vehicle for you.
Okay, I agree.
Right?
I agree.
Because it's got the grill. It has rims.
Mm-hmm. It's got chrome.
It's got chrome everywhere.
Got a lot of power.
They're like, oh my, wait, is that Kid Rock? He must be driving up Half Street. Maybe he's performing after the game today. He's the entertainment
the
game.
Who got the car from the Chuck Brown estate when he passed away?
Yeah.
I bought it, and I got it for a good deal. So we get there,
that guy must have sold a lot of go-go albums.
He invented the music. So Robert, one thing that he had asked for and he had saved up for is he wanted a particular Nationals hat to wear at the game. So the first thing we do, and they make this will shock you. What's the first thing you see when you go into the gate? The Nationals merchandise store.
Weird.
So we go in there, and it
right
is
right to the left. I know exactly where you're talking.
And it's wonderful because it is 100 degrees in there, and there's lots of families of 5 and 6 people that like to stand. Mm-hmm. And they just stand. And there's impossible to get around.
Yeah, they block.
They do. And in circles, they stand. It's like, this is where we're going to stand and talk. Okay, good. So we get in and get out, and it's a bargain. I think the hat is $600. Mm. And so we get that, and we get into the stadium. And I start looking around, and the first thing that I notice is that you get a beautiful look at the field, and the field is beautiful. A baseball diamond is a great thing to see. But the stadium doesn't seem to make a lot of sense. What I see are lots of merchandise stands, lots of food stands. I see how to get to the Delta luxury suites, lots of signs to how to get to the Amtrak luxury suites, but I don't see how to get to section 300.
Oh.
Because it's just, and it's flat. Normally there's ramps.
Yeah.
You know, you go back and forth. I've been to a lot of stadiums, and I can usually mentally figure out the best way to do it. So Robert and I start walking, and we walk and we walk and we walk and we walk and we walk, and finally we find the elevator. And I said, well, I know we've got to get up somehow. I don't see ramps. Let's get in the elevator. Mm-hmm. This is when the moment happened that I found the most awkward of the entire night. Because I'm still...
Wait for it, Pony. I know exactly what's going to happen.
I'm still sweating the $51 parking, right?
Yeah.
$55 parking. And I don't know where our seats are. So I'm a little worked up. And also, there's the element of in front of your son, you want to look like you know what you're doing.
Yes.
And so I say, this will be easy. We get on the elevator. And so does everybody else in the park.
Of course.
Some guy comes in with his family. A lady and her husband come in with a stroller. And then this family comes in. We're at a baseball game. Who's here? Mother's here. Father's here. Daughter's here.
Oh, no.
And then there's college-aged Skippy.
Oh.
And Skippy has never been told no in his life. And Skippy has got the collar popped. And he loves being funny. And he loves being the center of attention. Skippy comes in. And the first thing he says is he looks down at the stroller and he says, "What is that, a baby?" And the whole family goes, "Ah!" Because he's an a-hole.
Yes.
And he's doing the obvious stuff and he's doing shtick. And then he says something to the tune of, "Well, at least it's not hot." And he's doing all his Skippy
shtick. That's not even shtick.
Well, it is for Skippy. This is the best
That's
he can
WTOP
do.
WTOP shtick.
And then the father, it's from the Neil Augenstein.
Hot enough for you?
The Neil Augenstein joke book. So the father says something like, "Oh, you've got to stop it. You're out of control." And I'm like, oh my God, just get me to my seat. That's when two employees from the stadium come in.
Yes.
And they've got full Nats regalia, right?
Yeah.
And one of them, I believe he is wearing a Nats jersey and a chef's hat. He's in food service. And but he's all decked out in Nats gear. He's obviously a Nats employee. And Skippy says to him, this is a denizen of the city, a dazzling urbanite. And the guy turns and Skippy says, "So, do you like the Nationals?" And the guy says, he turns to him and he says, "Not really." And I look at him and he has a tattoo of three tears on his eye.
Yes.
And I instinctively pull Robert closer.
Yes.
Because as you'll hear in our bonus show, we're doing a prison tattoo quiz this week on the Mike O'Mara show. And I do believe three tiers indicates not only gang membership, but also the fact that he might have knifed someone in the joint.
Yeah.
And Skippy is totally impervious to this
because
he's not seen a lot of prison tattoos in his day.
Probably not.
No. And so he comes up and he says, "No, I don't like the Nationals." And he says, "Well, I don't guess you've picked the right place to work, have you?" And the guy just looks at him cold. This is when I look at Dad. Dad, who was having such a good time with Skippy earlier. And Dad now has backed away from Skippy. And I realize we're all ready to step to the back of the elevator and let this guy catch a shiv.
Yeah.
Because we're totally
uninvolved. Your mouth has cashed too many checks.
So luckily the door opens. Third level. And everyone goes their separate ways. No murders. It was great. But the tension was palpable. That elevator felt so slow until we all dispersed. And I get out on the third floor and I figure, you know what? Third floor, 300 level, right?
Yeah.
Sure. 200 level.
Oh, man.
And that's my problem with the design.
It doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't make any sense. They can design any number to any floor they want to.
Mm-hmm.
So again, I said, "Robert, here we are at the 200s. He said, "Dad, we're in 317. I said, "Right. So we're going to keep walking." And so we find the hidden escalator, and we finally do find our way to the seats. And
was it hidden or was it general convenience for you to find the elevator?
No, no. The how do you mean?
Well, because it's easier just, I've been to that stadium. I know where and how you get upstairs from the elevator or the escalator.
I was looking for ramps.
Yeah.
And I didn't see, the first thing I saw was an escalator, but it was an unmarked escalator.
But ramps, I mean, that's from the 1970s.
Well, yeah, but I mean, that is the way, and I saw it.
But it's not efficient.
No, it's not efficient.
No, so this stadium was built 7 years ago.
About, yeah.
Yeah, so they're going to have the efficiencies in place.
But it was just...
You got to accept the future. It's now. It's
I love the future. I live the future.
Yeah.
And trust me, if the future involves not walking on ramps, I love that.
It doesn't.
It does. So anyway, we finally find our way to our seats, and there is one blessing, is that, do you know what is stationed right outside our portal?
What's that?
Ben's Chili Bowl.
Ah!
Fantastic. Mm-hmm. And I go there, and I buy a 12-ounce Budweiser. $9. And I know no one wants to hear me complain about the price of beers at an event, but Robert said, "Dad, it's hot." I said, "Robert, do you know how hot it is?" He said, "How hot?" I said, "It's so hot that I am loving this Budweiser." That's how hot it was. But it was a great game. And you know what? I applaud the organization. They keep a great presentation between the innings.
Beautiful.
And you forget the pace of baseball to sit down and watch 9 innings with your son. It's relaxed. It's fun. It was a great
night. Going to a game is fun.
It was. It was really
watching a game on television, unless it's the playoffs, is really boring.
No, you can't do it.
It's nap time.
Even then.
Well, you know what it is? It's you know, football has evolved into a sport that is, you can watch it in person, but it's a sport designed for television.
Oh, yeah.
And baseball is a sport designed to be watched. And it was a really, really great night. And when we left the stadium, it was still 82 degrees. It was a
hot
night.
How much all told in?
I think Carrie got the tickets for like 25 each.
Craigslist?
I think StubHub maybe.
Okay.
So like 100. And so we got out, let's see, plus Robert had a hot dog too. So the entire cost of the tickets and parking and everything, $7,000. But can you put a price on a good time?
No, not happiness.
No. So it was good. And you know what? When you're driving home and the 13-year-old kid, who is the most mysterious creature on the face of the earth, the creature known as a 13-year-old boy, says, "Dad, thank you. That was fun. Let's do it again."
That's awesome.
It really is worthwhile.
Get a job, kid.
It's good. Yeah. I said, next time you buy the beer. All right. We're going to come back. We have Oscar Rotzi. So we'll figure out what's going on in the world of show business right after this.
Time to download the TMOS app. It's the easiest way to have access to all your favorite shows and characters on More Broadcasting, like Oscar Santana.
We don't need no stinking budget. Oh, no.
Rob Spiewak.
No, got a plan of saying, Robert, the show is a...
The man himself, Mike O'Mara.
We've got to protect our phony baloney job, gentlemen. We must do something about this immediately. Immediately, immediately. Harumph, 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 harumph.
I didn't get a harumph out of that guy.
How about Todd Moore?
Little bastard shot me in the ass.
Tony Perkins.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
And let's not forget Gary Stein.
It is my privilege to extend to you a laurel and hearty handshake.
So why haven't you downloaded the TMOS app yet? You do it for Randolph Scott.
Randolph Scott.
Is the virtually invisible Marcus Serta. Mm. There will be another Omeracast soon.
I can't wait.
And when it comes, make sure to listen to it and buy a t-shirt.
This portion of the Mike O'Mara Show brought to you by Tracker. You know, we all live in an era of smart cars, smartphones, smart homes. Technology has made everything smart until you lose something. That's when you wig out and you forget that we're all smart. Smart people can feel really stupid when they lose something, but that's a thing of the past thanks to Tracker. Tracker is a coin-sized device that locates misplaced keys, wallets, bags, computers, anything in just seconds. Just pair Tracker to your smartphone, attach it to anything, and you can find its precise location with the tap of a button. It's that easy. And if you lose your phone, just press the button on Tracker and your phone rings even when it's on silent. With over 1.5 million devices, Tracker has the largest crowd GPS network in the world. So your lost item will show up on a map even if it's miles away. We all use Tracker. I've got it on my keys. Oscar's got it on his keys. Rob uses it on his dog's collar so he knows where the dog's collar is. The hardest thing you'll ever have to find is their website. Let me spell it out for you. It's thetracker.com. Thetracker.com. Go to thetracker.com right now and use the code TMOS for 30% off. That's thetracker.com, code TMOS.
Beautiful stuff. It is the Mike O'Mara Show. And because of Mike's absentia, we have Oscar Razzi.
Fellas!
That was tired. Hi.
That's a man who's not hydrated.
Here's dry Oscar Razzi.
Oh, my God. I'm like an empanada in my house. Jeez. Gentlemen, Game of Thrones Season 7 production will start a little bit later than usual.
Oh, no.
And this is when I start getting really annoyed with these wonderful production companies that come out with these shows because much like The Sopranos, right?
Right. Oh, I remember that.
When they were delayed, it took 2 years between seasons.
Right.
Then you got a short season. And when they came out, they're even shorter.
Oh, the half seasons. Yeah.
Oh, it's cop out.
Right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like, make the episodes.
Right.
Like, you want to get the same with less. No.
Do right. your jobs.
Yeah, do your jobs. You have one job. Do it right.
Mm-hmm.
The delay is not something that anyone wants to hear about. But I was just telling Shannon yesterday, I said, even if we're trapped in this one bedroom, because that's the only bedroom that has AC you can
right.
live in.
That's right. Sleeping in shifts like a submarine.
Boop. It's so Boop. Sad.
Boop. Mm.
Even if we're trapped here.
Yes.
At least we had Game of Thrones, Veep, and Silicon Valley to
something
watch,
because
right?
you have a TV in the bedroom,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, so sure. That's that. Like, I don't even know why I paid for that second cable box in the living room. No one watches TV down there.
Right.
Like, I don't think that TV's been turned on. So, it's too
not hot. Even with you in your underwear?
It's too hot to watch. Well, no, the TV's on, but it's background music. But not for all the channels,
okay,
right?
Yeah.
I just did a little Lester Holt, not Brian Williams anymore. Lester Holt. Again, I'm cracking up here. So as I'm
fine.
Sitting there,
yes.
I said, there's nothing to watch.
Right.
And she says, we have 300 channels. I'm sure we could find something.
We're in the bedroom, honey.
So I threw on Game of Thrones again.
Sean Connery.
That penultimate episode.
Right.
I need to see that fight scene one more time.
Mm.
It holds up the second time around.
But do you think that really what's behind this, and HBO... First, stop that sonar. They first brought this up that when The Sopranos was on, and I was guilty of this for a season or two, people would subscribe to HBO for the 10 weeks that The Sopranos was on, then cancel, right?
Yeah.
Because that was their appointment and destination programming.
Mm-hmm.
And then HBO wasn't showing the multitude of great shows that they were. The Sopranos really was their cornerstone. Do you think that they're delaying it so people will maybe just keep HBO a little longer?
Okay, so I'll tell you what. They're delaying it because they want the grim gray weather in their location shots.
Well, that's what they're saying.
That's what they're saying, right?
But do you think there's got to be something more behind
it? No!
I mean, they make dragons.
You
think they can't make it look gray using special effects?
You can color correct anything.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. So... Yes, they're dragging this out because, what is it,
George R.R. Martin.
Yeah, he probably had another foot-long Subway sandwich and hasn't finished out exactly what he needs.
I tell you what's grim and gray. His morning visit to the bathroom.
Look, it's easy to make fun of someone's weight, but If they're
wait- is it?
If they're,
yes,
if
it
they're
is.
Waiting, if they're waiting for some sort of script to be written, tell us.
Yeah.
And I know R.R. Martin doesn't write the scripts, but if it's even them, it's the production company, just tell us.
I think what it is, and first of all, it's not easy for me to find someone that I can make fun of their weight.
No,
there's a handful. But maybe if you could figure out a way to, like, every 500 words he gets a Thin Mint. Then
yeah,
some sort of distribution thing.
Oh, but I feel like the weather explanation is a cop out.
I do too. Mm-hmm. I think it's BS.
Are you familiar with Ciara and Russell Wilson?
They had a bit of happiness yesterday, did they not?
A bit of happiness.
Yeah, I didn't want to steal your headline, but
that's fine.
Yeah, seen about it. Yeah,
they got married in a castle. Which
of
is
course,
nice.
They did.
And this is where I, as a man that's about to get married, I think twice about what a really important day should be for a couple and what
right.
it should mean.
Right.
When you don't have air conditioning, maybe you don't have a wedding mm-hmm. until you get that in.
Was it an air conditioned castle?
But even when you're a multimillionaire, right?
Yeah.
And I would say at this point, Russell Wilson has experienced more success than Ciara, though she had a few hits back in her day.
But she's doing okay.
Yes. Do you need to get married in a castle? I never used to get upset by these things. But now I sit there and I'm like, all right, we all know. We've seen you in love for 2 years now.
Castle seems a bit much, but here's the thing. Where was the castle?
Now let me look that up for you.
Because
William Castle.
That's what it was. Yeah. Come right in.
Are you in love?
Do you want to get married? I do.
If you love each other, put on the red glasses.
It's Peckerton Castle, just outside of Liverpool. So you would like that. The Beatles are out there.
Well, no, but here's the problem. I think one of the most selfish things you can do is a destination wedding.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I understand that some people are going to have to come in from out of town. Oscar, say you'll get married in the D.C. area,
yes.
right? And some people come in from around the country to see you.
My backyard.
But the bulk of your guests will be from D.C.
Yes.
But what would be a dick move is if you said, I'm getting married. Where are you getting married? I'm getting married in Belgium. Everybody has to travel.
The destination wedding bones everybody.
It bones everybody. It's selfish.
Yeah,
and you know what?
I had a friend to Fiji. It's a F you.
Yeah.
Have fun.
Yeah, exactly.
They went to Fiji?
Fiji.
Wow.
Yeah.
Just for the water.
$38,000 to $45,000 just for the castle rental.
God. In that case, and I know they're rolling in it. Did they pay for their guests to come there?
I don't know. It doesn't say in the details.
See, that's asking too much of people.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
And yeah. I don't think
my reception was in a barn, by the way.
Nice.
Yeah, very
what
nice.
Are the rules for engagement there? Because do you pay for the people to come to your destination wedding?
I think that you
pay for the parents, right?
You pay for your parents to be there, but no, you wouldn't pay for your guests.
Hmm. Not unless you're loaded.
Yeah. I don't know, does he have that kind of money?
Because
I saw the wedding pictures. There was a lot of people there.
He's got NFL money. He's a quarterback. He's got that money.
And there's celebrities there. And the celebrities, you know what? They might not bat their eye.
Every destination wedding I ever went to, I paid for.
Yeah. It bones all your friends.
Yeah, even my brothers. I was like, oh, he's going to take care of you.
Good for you, Russell Wilson.
Just had to pay for everything.
Yeah.
All right. We've been talking about Taylor Swift and Tom Hiddleston.
Swiddleston, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, this is grown hair just from yesterday's report. Oh. Where Mike reported on
Taylor Swift's hair.
Gross.
No. It really. You guys are horrible.
It is.
It really seems like this could be true love. At least the latest story out today from Us Weekly.
Okay. How are they snowing us today?
And again. So think about it. You're in a relationship, right?
Yeah.
And everyone's alluding to your relationship being fake.
Right.
And then
I still get it.
Yeah, but that carries your beard.
Yeah, exactly.
But then you come out and you make some sort of announcement that it's a real relationship.
Okay.
Is this part of the actual game we're being played into, or is it real?
See, the thing is that if they have made an announcement that it's real, they've really taken it to the next level.
Mm-hmm.
Because if what they have done so far is they've appeared to be in a relationship,
yes.
and all the details, really, the dots have been connected and filled in by us, the Rubes.
Yeah.
But now, if it's not real, they're lying.
And Calvin Harris, her ex-boyfriend,
yes.
Another notch in her belt.
Yes. He's out of the deprogramming already?
Yes.
That's good.
He is. Mm. Like, he will not let it go.
Of course not.
He continues to say, remember that song that you said it was about cheating on people?
Mm-hmm.
And he tweeted her that. Like, he really needs to stop tweeting.
Yeah, he does. Well, I think, you know what? The fact is, if you make love to Taylor Swift, you're ruined. You're ruined for the rest of your life.
Because you're used to those private jets.
Yeah.
Used to those multiple homes.
And then
you're into that pop star money.
And then, you know what? 2 weeks later, there's no pop star
it's
money.
It's gone.
No private jets. And she's written a hit song about what an ass you are.
It's the same way that I think Stacey Keibler felt when she got dumped by George Clooney.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You go from the WWE to just basically the ultimate
top of the top,
top tier, cream of the crop of Hollywood A-listers.
Mm-hmm.
And then that phone call comes where it's over, and then it's back to just Skid Row, basically.
And also, she knows, Keibler knows that despite all her cookie and cracker money, Keibler knows that she'll never get there again.
You can't.
It's done.
Right? You're ruined. You're right.
Yeah.
One more. I'll leave you with this high note.
Yes.
Tom Sizemore. You guys know who he is.
Yes. Wonderful actor.
Apparently ran over a stunt, stunt coordinator in his SUV. These are the details.
Yes, please.
He says three cars pulled up out at once. Tom, who was driving the SUV with Omar Epps, another famous actor, says he just followed instructions, drove off, and never saw the stuntman before hearing a thump.
I was only following orders. Oh, Tom.
Eyewitnesses tell, this is from TMZ, eight guys on the set tried in vain to lift the car off the stuntman. Someone finally brought the equipment up the car to free the man. According to the first response, the stuntman was in real bad shape. He was airlifted to the nearby hospital. His condition is unknown at this time.
Wow.
Whoa.
Wow. Tom Sizemore and Omar Epps distancing himself. Good for him. That's a good move.
Yeah, so that's tragic, but you know, there are accidents that happen on the set all the time. You remember in the Chuck Norris movies, for some time they thought they were hexed in one way or another. Yeah.
Cursed, yeah.
Because people were dying left and right.
And then
but the Delta Force movies.
Then they would be releasing people would be dying to see them.
That's right.
That's right.
So messed up. Wish that guy all the best. I'll give you an update on his condition.
Please do. Maybe we'll have an update tomorrow. Thank you, Oscar. Back in a sec with the Audio Vault. This is the Mike O'Mara Show.
The first time I listened to 97.1 The Wave, I knew it wasn't like any other radio station. Great music all day, then from 7 to 9, The Mike O'Mara Show. I like that show. It truly is fine. The Mike O'Mara Show, every night, Monday through Friday at 7 p.m. on 97.1 The Wave, your beach station.
I know it's coming up on the weekend. A lot of people will be heading down there. Make sure to check us out on 97.1
The Beach.
Now, Amazon, how are we doing? How's our crowd doing with Amazon?
People can work a little harder.
Please do.
The summer, we go through the summer doldrums, but this is something that will spice up your life. Amazon Prime.
Yes, and it's free.
Yes. It's free. Well, it's free now because you can go to the Mike O'Mara Show, get a free trial, MikeO'MaraShow.com, hit the banner there. Prime Day is just 6 days away. 6 days away for Prime Day. And Prime Day, you might wonder, well, Fantana, what's that?
Yeah, Oscar, tell me about it.
It's like your Black Friday in the middle of the summer.
And think of all the stuff you need in the summer. Beach stuff,
yes,
pool stuff.
Air conditioners.
And it is really the time to start thinking about back to school. I hate to say it, but it's 6 weeks away. Mm-hmm. You can stock up on all that stuff and get all the free shipping.
You can also stream video.
Get it over with. Yes,
oh, it's great stuff.
Amazon Prime, Amazon Prime Day. It's all right there. Again, just 5 to 6 days away whenever you're listening to this.
Yeah, true.
It's the 12th of July.
It's on the internet. Check
there. It's on the interweb. But you can sign up for a free trial on MikeO'MaraShow.com. The banner is right in front of you as soon as you log on.
Thank you, Oscar, very much. Check it out. And remember, if you want it, Amazon has it. Go through our portal. Thank you. Today is July 7th, 2016. And we have your audio vault. Oscar, you mentioned him earlier, almost like you knew I was going to do this. Brian Williams, who has not been forgiven enough to go on to NBC, but they put him on MSNBC now since he's, you know.
Every time I see him on there, I said, man, it's like you're a bad dog and put in your crate.
Well, he's a liar. He's a lying dog. And let sleeping dogs lie. And he had a problem last night with his audio. And it's not funny the first time, but it's very funny the second time. They're trying to cover the Trump rally with Andrea Mitchell. And twice they go to it and twice they don't get the Trump rally. But instead, they get a wonderful top 40 record. And what I think is so great is that right away, Brian Williams loves to entertain. He names the artist. Like he's a disc jockey.
Nice.
Check this out. This is from MSNBC last night.
That's where NBC's Andrea Mitchell is standing by, Andrea.
All right.
Here's what has just happened. That is indeed Hall & Oates and not Andrea Mitchell. We have plugged into the sound system in the room. Let's go across the state to, I'm being told we're going to try Andrea Mitchell again. Andrea. Again, Hall & Oates. Let's go to Raleigh, North Carolina.
I love to hear him back sell the record. I mean, it's like you expect him to do weather and a time check.
That's why people love him.
Yeah.
Well, most people are like, humming. I don't know what that is, Clark.
That's Hall & Oates from 1976 on the MSNBC Wayback Machine.
But this is key. He didn't even waver.
No, he was right on.
Right away, boom.
Yeah, he's an entertainer.
Oh, man, Lester, I love you, but I miss Brian.
This is a kid. His name is Ben Morris. This hit close to home for me today. This made me well up a little bit. You can see the full video, obviously, by searching Ben Morris. He's 7 years old. His mom came home with the news. He did not know this yet, that he is cancer-free. He'd been battling, I think, a blood cancer. He has 30 more days of chemo just as a, just as a precaution, but he's cancer-free. This is a seven-year-old finding out that he no longer has cancer. I love this.
He has to still go to the hospital for checkups, and he has one more chemo at the hospital, and then he still has his night chemo, but only for 30 more days. Ben, you beat cancer.
Aww. Anyone who's ever been through anything, that's really, really cool. All right, let me go back to being mean. Bernie Sanders, a lot of people are disappointed that he has, been eliminated really as a possible candidate. And I think, a lot of people thought, he could handle the job. Can he really, when in one interview he calls Wolf Blitzer Jake 5 times, even after being corrected?
We're going to Orlando next week. I'll tell you one of the issues that concerns me, Jake.
That's where they're going. Isn't that good enough for you?
No, what's good enough for me is it's not a game, Jake. And when we do that, Jake, you're going to have a lot of enthusiasm.
Wolf,
I am sorry. Wolf.
I don't even look like Jake Tapper.
Confidence in the way
look,
Hillary.
Jake, all I can tell you
love
is.
It.
So you think they
look,
should go?
Jake, I don't. You're asking me questions. What do I know?
5 times.
That is not okay.
Exactly.
You have to have some sort of aphasia happening for that to happen, or maybe you live in a house without HVAC.
Maybe he doesn't like Wolf.
What if he, can you picture,
would do that.
In a parallel universe, let's say he's like.
Hey, makes him look like an old geezer.
If he's meeting with Vladimir Putin and saying, listen, Leonard, we got to fix this, Leonard. My name is not Leonard. That's right, Leonard.
They're calling Bill Hillary.
Exactly. Oh, and speaking of which, one of Hillary's biggest supporters, Donald Trump, had a crazy rally last night. He does not like mosquitoes.
The Democrats. Ooh, there was a mosquito. I don't want mosquitoes around me. I don't like mosquitoes.
What the hell?
I don't like those mosquitoes. I never did. Okay, speaking of mosquitoes. Hello, Hillary. How are you doing?
Doesn't make any sense. The mosquito,
a hack.
He later on found out, was named Jake. Donald Trump also, this is, to me, mind-boggling, because I know he must have people around him. He started listing all the Jews he likes. That when you are accused of being an anti-Semite, this is the equivalent of saying, I have several black people that are
my
friends.
My best friends are black.
So exactly.
My best friend is black. We never hang out.
So here's
I
Donald
don't
Trump.
Let him come over.
Yes.
But
he's never been in my home.
Here's Donald Trump.
I hate when people do
listing
that.
The Jews he loves.
I have a son-in-law who's Jewish. Jared is a great guy. My daughter is Jewish. I have grandchildren that are Jewish. Okay. And I love them. I love them. And these are great people. Ivanka married a Jewish guy who's brilliant, who's wonderful, a great heart.
His ex-wife?
Yeah, no, the daughter.
Oh, okay.
The daughter. Ivana is the ex-wife. Okay. Ivanka is the daughter. And again, I'm not trying to make a political statement here. I'm just saying in the whole deal, when you're dealing with the system, this is not the way
but
to handle it.
But he got in trouble because he tweeted something out.
About the Star of David.
It was
Well, no, it looked like the Star of David.
Star.
But it was a sheriff's star.
Gotcha,
it was a,
See, I don't know. I'm so removed because I hate this.
I do, too.
I hate this so much.
Yeah.
But if people say you don't like the Jews and you come out with your favorite Jews, your top 10 friend list.
Anytime you start ranking anything, you're not going to look good.
No. How about you be genuine?
Coming in at number 6.
Buy a t-shirt.
I love this. A guy in Canada named Rick Nelson. He's 61, not the pop singer, because he died in a plane crash.
Oh.
Rick Nelson was attacked by a bear in Canada. He knew that the bear was right-handed because most bears are right-handed. Okay.
Man.
Pawed, I guess.
Yeah.
And so Rick knows how to box. So he boxed the bear, anticipating the punches because it's a right-handed bear. And he tells the story so well.
And the bear came through the thicket, and it came, it meant business. And the first thing the bear did was come straight at me and took a left-hand swing and caught me in the front shoulder here. But I turned as it caught me, and I punched it straight in the snout. I was trying to, but I missed.
Oh.
And I actually hit its lips and its teeth and split my knuckles and busted some vessels. So the next time it dropped down, it stood back up and it came with a right and caught me in the back. And I did an underhand and I hit it right in the snout. And it dropped down and it dropped down on its butt now and it's just looking at me. And I didn't know what to do now. But it just turned around and walked away like nothing ever happened and followed the cub.
The amazing thing is that whole story has been optioned by Sylvester Stallone as the plot of Rocky VI. That's true. That's a true story, everybody.
That's a man's man right there.
That's your magic audio. He said, I led with the left because I knew the bear was right-handed.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
It's
crazy. Anyway, that is your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great Thursday, everybody. And that's it. Another Mike O'Mara Show has come and gone. Be sure to join us again for more fun and more thrills at MikeO'MaraShow.com. If you want to correspond with us, send a letter or a package or anything that doesn't tick or stink. Send it to TMOS Box 2796, Leesburg, Virginia, 20177. If you want to get a message or a birthday request to me, send it to Rob. F2Bs at MikeO'MaraShow.com. The Mike O'Mara Show relies on your word of mouth, so tell a friend or family member about TMOS or an enemy and make sure they get it too. For Mike O'Mara, hey Mike, good luck today.
Yes.
Can't wait to hear good news. And for Oscar Santana, this is Rob Spiewak inviting you to join us again for another episode of The Mike O'Mara Show. Bye bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Bentley.
One last thing. Please remember that MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, shop Amazon and get there through our website. Always open at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. Now, go in peace.
Remember, remember the 5th of November.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.